1-800-DUIOA, now offering free remote consultations by phone or video conference for any criminal offense. Trust Brooke, Jeffrey, and Jose's friends with a free remote consultation. From Bradley Johnson Lawyers, visit 1-800-DUIOA.com or call
1-800-DUIOA.
Today's brand new phone tap, Brooke calls a front desk worker at a hotel. And this woman is apparently very professional, polite, one of the best employees that they have over there.
Yes.
Oh, nice.
And so that's why we needed to go a little more outrageous with the prank idea.
Oh, no.
You know, to help get her off her game.
Uh-huh.
And even though I haven't heard this yet, our producer says you can actually hear it in Brooke's voice, the moment or the moments when Brooke's trying to keep it together. Because we gave her an outline of things she could possibly say during the call.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And they're so out there that Brooke can barely get through it without cracking.
That's the hardest part sometimes, just getting through them.
So yeah, you'll hear it in your brand new phone tap right now.
It's another phone tap. And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Thank you for calling the hotel. This is Beth. How can I help you?
Hi, my name is Kendra. I was just calling because I wanted to reserve a room for this Friday.
Oh, absolutely. One moment, please. Is it just a one-night stay?
Oh, yes. He'll be pretty sore. I don't think he can take more than just one night.
Okay, so this is for someone else, or is this for you?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm talking about my husband. It's our anniversary.
Oh, that's wonderful. Okay, so then it's both of you then staying together?
Yeah, just us two. I mean, but you never know.
Oh, okay.
Is it okay to make a few requests? Since it's our special day and everything, I was hoping that maybe your staff could leave a bottle of champagne in the room.
Of course. That would be no problem. Let me take a note of that.
Great. I was also wondering if you guys had any, I don't know, any extras?
Any extras? Oh, something romantic?
Yeah. Or fun? Like fun stuff?
Yeah, you know what? Well, we would be happy to send up some flowers for you. We do have room service, of course, if you wanted to order a dessert. The rooms do have bathtubs, which is really lovely.
I was thinking more like any restraints.
Pardon?
Like handcuffs. Oh, gosh. I've never used them before, but I've heard that they can be pretty fun.
Well, that's actually not something that we would supply you with. That would probably be something you would bring yourself.
Well, maybe you would have some personal handcuffs I could borrow.
Oh no, that's very inappropriate actually to ask that.
I'm embarrassed. I am so sorry.
No. And we're so happy that you're choosing to spend your anniversary here with us.
Okay, maybe there's a handcuff store nearby. Like, could you just Google search it for me real quick?
Actually, off the top of my head, I really can't think of any handcuff stores near
just
us.
Just Google it.
You know what? I'll do this. I'll just make a note down on your reservation, and then maybe I'll search later for you. Or you can by yourself do that.
Yeah, I'll just bring the rack instead.
What?
Yeah, it's an old medieval thing we use for fun on special occasions, you know.
Oh.
Really stretch each other out on it.
I've never heard of that before.
Yeah, but I will say I think that it weighs more than 500 pounds, so I may need some help from a bellboy to get it into the freight elevator.
Oh.
Is that available?
I can make a note.
Great. And I did notice that you guys have a pool.
We do, yeah.
So we don't plan on swimming, but I was hoping that maybe I could reserve 14 pool noodles for, you know, something else fun.
Pool noodles.
If you have to ask, then oof, you don't want to know.
Oh, no.
Also, we do have some friends coming to stay with us and would like to stay in a room with a conjoining door. That sounds easy, right?
You know, at this point, I think that's easy, but I'm not sure.
Okay, and hypothetically, if we were to drill a hole in the conjoining door at about waist height, how much would you charge us for that damage?
Please don't do that. Don't do that.
Oh, but I spoke with your manager, Maggie, and she said that was totally fine.
Maggie said that?
Yet she also said for me to set you up for a prank phone call.
Thank God. Oh, my God.
This is actually Brooke from the radio show Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning, and I'm doing a phone tap on you.
Oh, my God. I had no clue what I was going to do with this lady. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Maggie, Maggie actually said you've been working so hard and she wanted to have some fun with you.
Oh, thank God.
Well, I do have my husband and I's anniversary coming up, actually.
I don't want to hear about it. Keep it to yourself, please.
You are a little curious about the pool noodles?
I really do not want to know.
Wake up every morning with phone taps. Weekday mornings on the 20s. Brooke and Jeffrey in the Morning.